different flavors. Fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Thank you so much for being with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Wadaza predicts a landslide victory for UPND in Palma by election. ZNDPS records nearly 88% increase in blood collection. And in international news, Pope Leo urges courage to end Ukraine war in first Christmas address.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia has projected a commanding victory for UPND candidate Morgan Monda in the Chawama constituency by election scheduled for 15th January 2026. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga said the projection is based on an opinion poll conducted between 10th and 17th December 2025 involving 1,200 registered voters across their constituency. He has explained that the poll employed stratified random sampling to ensure representation across gender, age and socio-economic groups. Ms. Mlenga has stated that Morgan Munda is projected to secure 78% of the vote, citing strong grassroots mobilization, visible campaign infrastructure, and the absence of a Patriotic Front candidate as key factors contributing to the UPND's dominance.
This strong endorsement is driven by visible grassroots mobilization, a consistent campaign program, and absence of a PF candidate. Among the youth aged 18 to 35, we made up about 52% of our sample. 81% expressed support for Morgan Munda. Among women, who represented 54% of respondents, 74% indicated their preference for him. These numbers reflect the trust he has placed in a vision of progress, dignity, and service. Stand together, not to separate blood, but as one Chawama.
The Zambia National Blood Transfusion Services says it has recorded a significant increase in blood collection, with figures rising by nearly 88%. In an interview, ZNDPS Medical Director Dr. Joseph Mlenga says the increase could reach up to 90% once data consolidation for the month is completed after all collection centers submit their report. Dr. Mlenga has explained that ZNDPS has adopted an incremental approach in setting collection targets towards 2026, citing the ever-changing needs of the health sector. He has noted that demand for blood continues to grow due to increased government investment in health services and the introduction of advanced medical procedures such as open heart surgery and cancer treatment, among others.
From last year, to compare to where we are now, we've increased our blood collection to almost 88%. So we've collected 88% more blood than it. But it might take 9 weeks to be consolidating the data for the end of the month, for many of us, January to December. Because the needs are ever changing, the upward speed. The demand is forever increasing because of the way the government has invested in the health sector by introducing sophisticated medical procedures. So we're now using blood to actually manage certain disease conditions because of the investments that the government has made.
The Hot FM Media Group and the Zambia Institute of Public Relations and Communications this morning donated various items worth 56,000 kwacha to Kawata Orphanage in Lusaka as part of festive season celebrations. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Hot FM Human Resource Manager Agnes Samalama said the donation was a way of giving back to the community that has supported the radio station over the years. Mrs. Samalama has explained that the gesture also forms part of activities marking 20 years of Hot FM's broadcasting journey.
It was our pleasure at least we helped at the second item of amount to 66,000 for being helpful and being that it's taken. We are very glad that he allowed us to see the children and we hope that even in the future we are going to come back. This can allow us to come back and contribute more and to help us to our partners. Because we are very grateful to partner with us to be able to help the community.
Meanwhile, Bhutak President Irene Chipile has thanked Hot FM for providing a platform through which institutions and individuals can contribute towards assisting vulnerable people. And Kabwata Orphanage and Translate Center founder Angela Nyanda has expressed gratitude to Hot FM for the donation, saying the items will go a long way in improving the welfare of children at the facility.
You are all welcome to this day. Once again, we want to celebrate your kind donation. It's always a pleasure to be fixed among us men. This is deliberate, your love and dedication to vulnerable groups. We've been running this place for so many years, and it has been all about the nation. I call them a deliberate donation because you are free to do it. You spend money you are, but you choose to do. This is what has brought us this far.
Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia President Dr. Clement Sinyangwe has urged members of the public to familiarize themselves with the country's cyber laws to avoid unknowingly falling foul of the law. Dr. Sinyangwe said citizens should take time to read and understand what constitutes cyber offenses, noting that many people engage in online activities without fully appreciating the legal implications of their actions. He has also called on law enforcement agencies and relevant authorities to ensure transparency when handling cyber-related arrests. Dr. Sinyangwe has emphasized that suspects should be clearly informed of the reasons for their arrest under cyber laws and show the specific clauses that qualify their actions as cyber crimes, adding that such clarity would promote trust in the enforcement process and help educate the public on responsible digital behavior.
People should refrain themselves with the law. People should find time to read and understand what constitutes cyber offense. And then to the authorities should also take time to also explain to the offenders the reason why they are being arrested and just clearly show them that clause of the law that, you know, qualifies it to be a cyber crime.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Center for Trade Policy and Development lead public finance researcher Robert Mwale has expressed concern that the exchange rate remains weak. Mr. Mwale said despite recent market performance, the kwacha has remained relatively weak, continuing to drive up the cost of doing business. He has noted that the situation is concerning as it has led to higher import costs in the country. Mr. Mwale has emphasized that stabilizing the exchange rate is crucial for reducing production costs and lowering the prices of goods and services.
Because what we've seen is that most of our currency, it is just stabilizing. It remains too weak. And because you know that most of these goods that we are consuming locally are imported, it means they are imported at a higher cost because our kwacha is weak compared to the United States dollar. And that also reflects in the cost of living.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Pompeo has urged Ukraine and Russia to find the courage to hold direct talks to end the war during his first Christmas remarks to crowds entering Peter Square.